You're listening to the audio production of Saving Your Marriage Before It Starts, Audio Bible Studies by Drs. Les and Leslie Parrott, published by Zondervan and presented by the authors. These audio Bible studies are a unique learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, Saving Your Marriage Before It Starts includes high-quality live recordings that cover the important points from each chapter as well as relevant material from other sources.
Jared proposed, we were actually at his best friend's wedding.
We were just having a normal night.
I knew something was going on because everything that's been going on was a little sneaky.
To my surprise, there was tons of candles lit and they were all in a row and Jared was at the very end of that.
I snatched her for a few hours before she had to fly back to work and brought her up to the top of the roof.
He was like, I need to ask you something.
I was so surprised at that point. I was just like, oh.
And I was like, what? And he was like, will you marry me? And I was like,
and then when he asked me, I was just like, yes. And then I said yes.
Then I said yes.
The rest is history.
For the longest time in Seattle, where we live, we've been doing this event, Saving Your Marriage Before It Starts.
Right.
And as a result, we get invited to a lot of weddings. I mean, there's barely a week that goes by we don't get invited to a wedding someplace, wouldn't you say?
And we've loved every one of them. They're so individual. They're beautiful, sometimes wacky.
One stands out. Something happened at this wedding we've never, ever forgot. It was years ago. Had to do with the ring bearer. He was 3 or 4 years of age. Had the little bow tie on, the little white shorts, little tuxedo, you know. And he was doing the wedding walk, you know, as he's coming down the aisle. And as he get closer to the front of the church, he would stop and he'd pause and he'd look at the congregation and he'd go, rawr, rawr. And he was growling at people as he came down. And people, of course, were kind of laughing. And that's kind of unusual. And he stood like a pretty much
yeah,
a perfect
very
gentleman.
Very well
the rest
behaved
of the time,
throughout the ceremony.
Until we had the recessional. Then he growled at more people on the way out. And everybody was thinking, what was going on with that? He just kind of stole the show, and everybody was abuzz at the reception afterwards, talking about why was he doing that. Well, 3 or 4 years of age, he had the impression that he was supposed to be the ring bearer. You got it. Right? What's a ring bearer anyway, right, if you're 3 or 4 years of age? And Leslie and I left, and by the way, I know some of you are probably thinking we made that story up. That's happened at 2 different weddings that we've been to.
Exactly.
Right?
Les was actually groomsman in a friend's wedding, and so we flew to Topeka, Kansas, got there just in time for him to try on that rented tuxedo, and the little ring bearer was doing the same thing and had a complete meltdown with his mom, and she discovered he had been expecting to get a bear costume for the wedding because he thought he was the bear.
But we left both those experiences. We said that's a perfect illustration for how your beliefs impact your behavior, right? Whether your beliefs are right or wrong, they're still the fuel for what you do in this relationship that we call marriage.
Yes.
That's how I sound.
When I was a kid,
I thought marriage was going to be a piece of cake.
A fairy tale.
Everything was just going to be so great till the day you got married and all you could do is like gaze at each other.
And you just have a bunch of kids and life is perfect.
Everything would fit together just perfectly with minimal to no effort because the stars would align.
Definitely way more to that.
That was a shocker.
Reality check.
So lots of misbeliefs when it comes to marriage.
Yeah.
And what are some of the most common that we run into?
Here's one that trips up so many couples because we don't even realize it. But we step into married life believing that we expect the same things for marriage. In other words, that the ideal image that I'm holding in my mind's eye of the perfect marriage, I just assume matches your ideal for the perfect marriage. I mean, you know, I just assume we're on on the same page that way. And it doesn't always turn out to be the
sample complete. Ready to continue?